Hey everybody, Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight Studios at Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. Check out GaslightSTL.com. Get on there and schedule yourself a tour. Come out and check out the beautiful facilities they have there. Top of the line gear is just a nice place to. You can come out and see Cree Rider Family Band there August 17th, Wednesday night, recording a new album. You can hang out in the bar side of Gaslight and watch through the window as they record a new record. It's really a unique experience, and it's a lot of fun to be involved in as a fan or as a musician. So check out GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and get involved. Also want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop, 4191A Manchester Avenue. They are currently in the middle of moving, so they are leaving the Grove and moving on to something new, bigger and better. So keep an eye out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram also for them. Find out where they're going to be moving on to. But until then, you can still shop online 24/7 over at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is the Daisy Ad, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
With Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Bet it all down together. And for a while, luck was in our favor. You know it ain't no lie. The house swallowed us alive. Now we're begging change from strangers. If you ain't got no home, or if you just need somebody to help you feel less alone.
Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, coming to you live
from Jackal Fest at the Bootleg Atomic Cowboy, hanging out with a bunch of guys. They have a big show coming up. I guess everybody want to introduce yourselves and say hi. And who wants to go first?
This is Gavin from the Daisy Ad.
Dylan from the Daisy Ad.
Tony, playing with Daisy Ad and production manager of the Old Rock House.
Jeremy from Old Souls and Daisy Ad.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So we got a big show coming up August 27th at the Old Rock House. And that lineup includes Old Souls Revival, Mount Thelonious, and the Daisy Ad. That's a killer bill, all local, and a great club. It's going to be a fun night. So we figured we'd sit down and talk about it, do a little promo for it. And but yeah, so how this come to be, guys?
They came to me. The Old Rock House came to me and was wondering about a local show, and I played with the Old Souls for a total of like 2 weeks before I got hired at the Old Rock House. And so I wanted to get that show booked, and then Gavin and I go back a ways, and so I thought that'd be a good fit to put Gavin on that show. And pretty much within 24 hours, we had the show booked and ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very cool. This is cool to see, like, you know, especially an all-local lineup, in a venue like Old Rock House. It's just, you know, it's great to see people supporting all of our local talent. I mean, we have some amazing acts in town, and it's just, you know, it's the only way we're going to all get better and bigger and stuff in this town is getting support from the venues like that. And
yeah.
So the Daisy, yeah, this will be this a big show, man, for you guys.
This, yeah.
Be like, is this like the official, like, debut?
Yeah, this will be basically the first original show. We did that David Bowie tribute set, right, which was a lot of fun. But it's been about a year or so in the works to finally get this stuff off the ground, and super grateful for Jeremy and Tony to be willing to contribute, because we've gone through probably a lot of bass players and drummers in the past year. It's been pretty much Dylan, myself, and Danny Nugent trying to get this off the ground. So very, very excited and very honored and grateful that that Jeremy had mentioned to Tony that we should make this happen, and that Tony was so adamant about calling me and saying, "Hey, let's just do it." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, this is going to be the beginning."
Yeah, yeah, this is going to be fun. So we can get tickets. You can head over to oldrockhouse.com,
yeah,
and you can grab tickets there. Got some tuning going on.
There's some Jackal Fest happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
It's going to get louder and weird today.
Oh, shit. We got a pincer, too.
Uh-oh.
Everybody remember to bring your Pokemon Go to the Old Rock House.
Yeah.
We're going to catch Pokemon on stage together.
I was just saying that the other night to my friends, like, you know, if there was some way we could, like, put a bunch of, like, rare Pokemons in a venue for the night or something, then... Because it seems like that's the only way to get people out now is
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I hear they're all in the dumpster out back.
Yeah.
They just did that pub crawl, a Pokemon Go pub crawl in Soulard this weekend, which is.
All those assholes were receivers.
Get the Pokemon. Give me a Bud Light. I gotta get your Pokemon.
Drunk people and Pokemon.
Great combination.
America at its finest.
These guys don't get it, everybody. They don't know.
Pokemon's just trying to make America great again.
Yeah. This is the show sponsored by Pokemon Go.
Old Souls Revival sponsored by Pokemon Go.
Old Souls Revival. That's exactly what it is.
I hope you have Pokemon stickers all over your drums.
Oh, it's gonna happen now. I'm actually gonna just take my old Pokemon cards and tape them to my drums and make them.
No,
like
those
a shell.
Are worth money. You could sell that shit.
No, well, they're not that old. They're not that old. They're like from my college years.
I think you should just paint the shells like a Pokeball. That
where have you been? Where have you been?
That would be perfect.
Tony, what are you doing?
That'd be awesome.
Then every band I play in is going to be sponsored by Pokemon Go.
Are you going to have a vocal mic at the show?
God, no.
I was gonna say,
no one
gonna,
wants that.
You're going to start yelling Pokemon things into the mic.
No. No one wants to hear me talk right
Drunk
now.
Drunk Jeremy Reedy on a microphone is like Arsenio Hall show. It's just like nonstop talking.
Like a CD release.
That's before I knew him, and I was just like, wow, he's having a blast.
Oh, man. 13 hours at a show.
Oh, man, and 12 hours of drinking?
Not that much, but... Can't catch this pincer, guys. This is giving me a hard time.
Being a real motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know a lot about Mount Thelonious yet.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're super awesome. We Mark Wallace from Mount Thelonious had contacted us about playing a show together, and we were like, man, we got this awesome bill at the old broadcast and just throwing Pokemon balls to the side. But contacted us about the show to play a show, and we were like, dude, we got a perfect bill for you. And they were all on board, like, right away. And I think it's going to be awesome. I think we're going to have a great group of people out. We might have a nice little surprise that involves some sort of video, whether that's shooting a video or something like that. I don't want to spoil too much right now, but there's not a lot of too much details, but
it's gonna be a fun night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shane isn't picking it up pretty hard.
I mean, it's definitely there.
Yeah. Jekyll Fest! Yeah. 2016, 2015, 2014.
Yeah. It's getting a little loud. Is that Boys Club?
Boys Club.
Yeah.
Come. Well, you guys can't because you'll hear this later. Yeah.
But I mean, if you have your
time. They were giving out garlic bread.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're like making garlic bread and giving it out.
Jeremy, I think though, I think the crowd, the people that are going to come, should be pretty stoked that they might have the opportunity to be part of a live video with the Old Souls Revival.
Yep.
How cool would that be?
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
You know, very cool. How cool would that be?
I'm going to video bomb it every chance I get.
You should.
And usually at the shows that we play together, like, usually at the very end of the show, there's usually like a super jam between the bands, right?
That's true.
Where everybody gets on stage together and fucking plays together. And it's like this bromance extraordinary.
It's like Jekyll Fest for one song, but with every band playing at the same time.
I heard rumors that it might be an NSYNC song at the show.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Well, different boy band. We're copyright not allowed to use NSYNC songs.
This will be exciting for me because I've never seen Tony play. I've only seen you behind the board. So
he's a great bass player, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. Jeremy and I have had the chance to play together for a little while through various projects.
Yeah,
a lot
of fun.
Yeah, always had a good time.
Yeah,
played one show at Johnny's Sidebar in Collinsville.
One show.
It was fun though.
A lot of practices.
Yeah.
One show.
Yeah, I debuted my upright bass.
Yeah.
First and last show I've played that out loud. But we were lucky to play with a great songwriter on that show. So we might try and get something rolling with him again.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I haven't had a chance to play out in a while, so.
Yeah. This will be cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, August 27th, grab your tickets, bring your dancing shoes.
Yes, sir.
And come party at the Old Rock House with Old Souls Revival, the Daisy Ad, and Mount Thelonious.
And maybe we could drop in websites where people can listen to the music.
Yeah, or even drop in some tracks if we can give everybody a sneak peek at some tunes or whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah,
we could drop in some tracks. Send some stuff to you.
So, But yeah, what have we got? The DaisyAd.bandcamp.
Yep.
I was thinking everybody's pretty much on Bandcamp. It's a great site to.
Absolutely.
So yeah, the DaisyAd.bandcamp, the old Souls Revival.bandcamp, and I guess
I'm sure has one.
Yeah, I'm sure they're on there too.
Yeah.
Just click the search bar there.
Yeah.
Find us on Instagram at the DaisyAd, and we're on Facebook as the same thing.
Yeah.
And what covers $7? $8?
$7.
Seven.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, eight. It was eight. We decided on eight. All
right. So yeah, $8 will get you in. That's
American
steal,
dollars.
Man. Yeah, American dollars.
Eight American dollars to see three awesome local acts.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well.
Goldine.
Yeah. I guess that's that, huh? Get back to Pokemon. Woo! And
Jackal Fest.
Yeah.
Jackal Fest.
We're gonna go get.
Jackal
yeah,
as fuck.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Shane.
See ya.
See ya.
And it was with Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.